Hello, and welcome to the first installment of the Electra Italic podcast. I'm your host, Mary Carmen, and let's dive right into the world of learning through listening. Today, I'm welcoming my guests, Kayla and Alvin, a pair of talented graphic designers. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Hi, this is Kayla. Thank you for having me.
Hi, my name is Alvin. Thanks for bringing me on.
Thank you both for being here. Today, I thought we'd start by taking it centuries back to the Renaissance days, to the era of the marvelous invention itself, the printing press. But I was thinking, just to get our feet a little wet, let's talk a little about the background of writing itself. As much as I'd love to jump right into the marvelous invention, I think it's really necessary to explain the roots of language itself. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So there are three main cultures that developed writing styles that were very unique and independent from the rest. Do you know what those are?
If I recall correctly, the Chinese, the Mayans, and the Phoenicians all independently created their own style of writing.
Right. So now that we have that background, whose alphabet would you say was the pillar for the language and the letters we use today?
Well, actually, we owe a ton to the Latin writing because of their major contribution towards our current alphabet. They had the first alphabet, and fun fact, it was made entirely of uppercase letters.
Really? Entirely uppercase? Wow. Do you think maybe they were yelling at each other all the time?
Ha ha ha.
Okay, so now that we know a little bit about where the language came from, let's fast forward to a couple millenniums later to when we started seeing this writing on paper with Gutenberg's invention. We'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsor,
Electra.
Remember to use
Electra
as your next typeface for your next project, because we've been using it for a little bit over 80 years now, so why shouldn't you? Now back to our podcast with our special guest, Kayla and Alvin. So transitioning into Gutenberg, where was he from and what exactly did he invent?
Well, Gutenberg was born in 1395 in Mainz, Germany, and his greatest accomplishment developed a punch and mold system. This invention made a huge impact to the world of printing and has impacted the modern world greatly as well.
Really? So how exactly did his invention change the world?
Though Gutenberg didn't invent printing in movable type himself, he created a machine using both of the ideas that is considered one of the most significant inventions of the Middle Ages. The invention was a major turning point in the Renaissance because it enabled the fast flow of information and led to the spread of new ideas. With the advent of the printing press, there was a mass production of the movable type used to reproduce a page of text.
At first, he had used it for his famous Bible project, but after some time, new ideas began to spread through new books on science, philosophy, and religion.
Can you tell me more about his Bible project and the first books?
The Gutenberg Bible was the first substantial book printed in the West with movable metal type. Before that, books were either hand-copied or printed from engraved wooden blocks. This process would take months or years to complete. With Gutenberg's new method, they could print in a relatively short amount of time.
Well, I would have liked to know more about how the third phase of printing spread throughout the world, but it looks like we're out of time. Thank you for listening to the first ever Electra Italics podcast, a proud product of CMYK and AYV with us.